Oh, God. Probably Ishimura. His stuff, like... You know, first of all, I have to respect a man who is so utterly true to his own fetishes. Like, tentacle, softcore, vor, anal only. Like, for him to just do that for, like, 8 years, it's a lot. And the art, like, his art was always good, but it's even better now. Even his Konkol stuff, I've never really been a Konkol guy, but, it's great. Fuda X Girl, or Fuda X Boy, or Fuda X Fuda, I mean, honestly, all of the above. It depends a lot on what the sex is like, and what the scenario is. They're all really good. If I had to pick one... Oh, God. Okay, if I had to pick one, Fuda X Fuda, but with size difference, where, like, one of them is small, and the other one, like, playfully teases them for it, and then they fuck anyway, and it's still cute, and they still love each other. And there's a specific doujin by Kasuga Mayu that comes to mind when I think of that. Really great. I don't know what you do with the two books in Resident Evil 1. I don't know. What do you think of this tank? Let me see. Tonk, tank, tonk. Tank man. Oh, Kami Renjaku Sanpei. You know, I have that arrow tonk that they put out with the Shrine Maidens that I got when I was in Japan like 10 years ago. Their work is pretty good. They've never been, like, a favorite of mine. I think they tend to do too much, what? I'm trying to think. There was, like, I know there was something about them that I didn't really like all that much. I think it's a lot of incest, which I'm not into at all. But still, pretty good. Let's see. Oh, wow, I'm, like, behind in the thread. Well, let's see. 50 synced and not one person brave enough to call in. Yeah, it's true. And I had a lot of callers last time. I don't know what's going on tonight. No one wants to call in. Dougal, I want to start streaming on radio. I've got myself a nickname in the IRC. What's the next step? Ask Kethsar really nicely and be able to prove that you're not retarded. Also, do not use shitty audio sources. You know, if there's one thing that is important on radio, it's that you really need to at least be using 320 MP3s. Some of the past DJs who you no doubt listened to have been banned from streaming because their sources were a lot of, like, dog shit YouTube rips and stuff. And you don't want that. That's bad. Taking text questions was a mistake. Gookas are far too cute and scared to call in. It's probably true, but you're all cute and I love you. Chew. Dougal, Dex or Strength? Dex. Dex all day, unless you truly go full poise boy and play STR, hovel, you know, giant dad level shit. That's pretty fun. Kill yourself, Dougal. No. I do that a little bit every day with alcohol and maybe coffee. But slowly. I don't know when it'll pay off. Maybe it'll pay off when I'm like 90, but we'll see. Did you kill Chrono? No, Chrono killed himself. What are your plans for any Nissan Hijack brand? How do you plan to hit the goal of making it a 1 billion franchise by 2022? Well, that's easy. So first, I will link up with Sekai Project, and we will do a Kickstarter. Never mind the fact that Sekai Project is like 8 Kickstarters behind doing anything. It's fine. They don't care. We'll Kickstarter again. And we'll say that I am sponsored by Frontwing, and I'll make lots of money. And we'll say that we're doing some sort of Disgaea podcast hijack. And when we get the money from the Kickstarter, we'll just run away with it. And then we'll put out updates every 6 months and pretend we're still working on it. And we won't be working on anything. And that's the current state of most Sekai Project VNs. C somebody has DM'd me on Discord and says, I'm brave and maybe drunk enough to call in if you're game. Of course I'm game. Call in. Hello there. Are you in? Oh, wait. You're really quiet. Speak again. Is your mic working, friend? Are you there? Oh, I think... It's, for once, it's not me. I think our caller has some borked audio settings. Oh man. What is Discord running on? Boost Mobile? Nothing, you there? Oh, he's trying. Every time... So the caller has Puffin in his name, and I think of those... I don't know if you were ever around for the like Pokemon mashup website thing that happened a while ago, but there was a really funny mashup of a Weepinbell, and I think it was an Oddish, but it was like a tiny thing with a giant Weepinbell face, and it just looked disturbing, and somebody captioned it with, I'll suck your dick for a Puffin, and I'll never forget. It was really funny. You there, caller?
I think I am. Can you hear
me? You are.
Oh,
welcome to
yes.
The dual show. So, what is your point of discussion?
I would like to talk about the future of our beloved Chinese cartoons. Getting up there in age, well, relatively to when I started this journey, and I would like to get your opinion on how long do you think this will last? I can totally see myself being an 80-year-old geezer in some nursing home somewhere, just hanging back, watching anime, waiting for commie subs or whatever the shit is at that time that's popular to come out. And I'm curious, what do other people think about this?
That is a great question. As far as old folks watching anime, you know, never forget Grumpy G-san. You know, if he could do it, so
oh, he's
we.
Close to my heart.
But as far as when you say how long this will last, do you mean in the sense of how long will Chinese cartoons keep being produced or how long will it be acceptable for us to watch them?
Oh, I'm not even thinking acceptable. I'm thinking how long will I enjoy this?
Good.
I've noticed most of them seem to be focused around younger themes like the halcyon days of high school, which don't get me wrong. That's fantastic. And I can still relate. But I'm curious about myself and if I'll still enjoy that in 50 years.
Fantastic point.
What do other people think about that?
And to be honest with you, I don't know. There is definitely, I mean, I'm experiencing some of this myself lately. I'm gravitating away from shows that focus heavily on a high school setting just because I'd rather be dealing with characters who are a little older. I mean, hell, I was watching, I've been working out a lot lately, and I usually will start my workout with a 20-minute run while watching an episode of anime on the treadmill. And I was going through Danbeiru, which is fantastic. And out of all the characters, I want to fuck the teacher the most. And she's like 28. And I was like, yeah, the teacher. And not the high schoolers. Don't get me wrong. They're all hot. Xena's hot. Hibiki's hot. They're all hot. But, like, I gravitate toward older characters. And as far as, like, that sort of disconnect, I don't know. You know, it's tough to say. I think it's different from everybody. And I think it depends a lot on what you like the most from Chinese cartoons. Do you like action stuff that's sort of like age eternal? Or are you looking for cute slice of life hijinks?
I see. That's fair. I don't know. It's
What's your personal take on it?
I honestly at this point like both. But I'm sure I'll gravitate one way or the other as I continue to age. Probably away from the more shonen hype battle shit. But nothing wrong with that for now, so keep on keeping on, I guess.
Yeah, you too.
Well, thanks for taking my call. Have a good one.
Of course, thanks for calling in. Have an even better one. All right. Well, that was a pretty nice call. Thank you for calling in, Shamiko. Somebody asked me about a Dojin. I'm plugging it in. Oh, yes. The one who said this one, it was pretty good. Absolutely. Trade Secret by Kasuga Mayu. Really cute. Dougal, where are the Japanese shrine maidens? Rintaro! Japanese shaman girl, watoko ni irundai, Rintaro! Yeah, Steins Gate Zero wasn't very good, but, like, Leskinen was awesome. Quick, make lots of posts so Dougal never catches up. You're already there. You've already won this battle. Oh, we've got a phone call. Suzu Bra, thank you for calling in.
Can you hear me, Dougal?
I can hear you.
Oh, fantastic. I heard you were talking about Steins Gate, so I thought now would be a good time.
Yes.
But totally unrelated to Steins Gate, I just finished Umineko. Kind Yukad posted both of them a couple weeks ago, and I'm all finished. And I don't want to spoil anything, but I know, yeah, imagine spoiling a visual novel that's been out for years. But I was wondering what you thought of the last question in chapter.
In chapter what? You cut out literally before saying the number.
Sorry, episode 8.
I have not read episode 8. I fell off in the middle of episode 7, and for many years I have intended to reread Umineko from the beginning to try to get a better bird's eye view on the mystery and actually try to solve it myself. But I have not read episode 8. I think part of it was the, like, I won't spoil anything, but, like, I guess I would say the nature of the ending got spoiled for me, and it kind of killed my motivation at the time. But Umineko was such an incredible ride that I just want to get back into it anyway.
And that's one thing that now, having played through the game, I realized just how, you know, unfulfilling the anime was. Because I saw the anime when it was airing, but, you know, after playing through the game, it was just seemed like, you know, only so much that it can do. And speaking of that, since we have the new Higurashi anime coming out, have you played through Higurashi at all?
Nope. I watched the anime back in like 07, and I know that people shit on that show, but I loved it. I mean, granted, I didn't have the frame of reference at the time, I really enjoyed it, and it's just, like, I really want to read it, and I know it's significantly better than the anime was. I've actually read some of part one, but I just have a lot of VNs on my plate that I want to read first, just to, because they're like new stories that I get to experience. Like, I want to read Jisenjo no Mao, I want to read Muv Love, I want to read F, I want to read, I'm looking at like my actual collection of physicals here. Quotes around want, I want to read Clannad. I don't know if I want to spend 250 hours on Clannad, but I want to read it. But I will definitely get around to Umineko, or Higurashi, sorry.
No worries. Yeah, Mao on a G-String was one of my earlier VNs back in my uni days. Also, to everyone who's saying that they aren't sure if they should call in, please call in, because I love grabbing samples and using them. I use the Ohio from the first one in a song, and I've used a few of the others, so it's always fun to include those in mixes when I can. So even if you're drunk, please call in and make a fool of McDougal, because it's entertaining for everybody.
Thanks. But thanks, actually. Yes, call in. Listen to this man. He likes the third best Steins Gate, so you can trust him.
I think I'm gonna go now. Goodbye, Dougal.
See you later. All right, the line is open once again for the next brave Gooka who wants to call in. That was savage. That was sent to me by a listener, but I have a phone call coming in. Hello, thank you for calling in. Can you hear me?
Konbanwa, Mina-san. Can you hear me?
I can. Konbanwe. So, Rank Eluk, what have you called me about today?
Oh, no. I can't hear anything. I'm on air with 160 other Gookas, and no one can hear me.
No, I can hear you. Can you not hear me? Here, hold on. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack.
Okay, I've decided to listen to the radio app.
Is it working? Side note, whoever posted that pinup of Hibiki from Donbetu with a yellow background, thank you. I can hear you, by the way, Rank Eluk. So if you want to speak, go for it.
Okay, so we all know that you're a pretty big fan of horror. I was wondering where that started and where specifically your interest in Lovecraft came from, because I'm a bit of a fan of Lovecraft as well.
Really fun question. So I think I got started with horror when I was like 5 or 6, when my father didn't realize what Chucky was and let me watch it. And rather than being like scared and horrified of it, I thought it was the coolest shit, and I just kept watching horror stuff from there. And I remember getting into anime and being like, wow, is there any horror anime? And then I found Higurashi, and that was awesome. And as far as Lovecraft, I don't remember. You know, I must have probably, I mean, back in the late 2000s, there was all the annoying ass like Cthulhu stuff and pop culture. But I probably, like, sought out something related to Cthulhu at some point and really enjoyed it. And I bet that's where I got started. I can't remember. One thing that definitely sent me further down the Lovecraft rabbit hole was the Demonbane visual novel, which I'm still very much a fan of. Obviously, that game is, like, Chunibyo as fuck and doesn't remain true to the mythos in any way. But it's still really fun. And, like, when you read something like that, it makes you wonder, like, what the source is. You know, when you hear somebody talk about the Book of Abon or you know, the Mysteries of the Worm, you want to go look that shit up, and that's what I did.
Okay. I am too drunk right now, and I think calling in was a bad idea.
No, being drunk is the best reason to call in. This is a perfect idea.
So I think I'm going to call.
All right, well, drink some water or drink more, whatever you want. I hope that Guka drinks some water. All right, well, the line is open, so call in if you want. That was really fast. Hello, and thanks for calling.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I'm what you call an essential worker, and I hate Amazon right now.
You know, I don't blame you.
Please stop buying stuff that you don't need.
I actually have been trying to shop local business lately. I guess this one isn't a local business, but I used some of my Trump bucks to buy new hard drives for my PC, and I bought them on Newegg, and not Amazon.
It's all good. I'm getting a lot of overtime right now, so it works out.
That's good. At least they're doing something. Are they paying you time and a half for the whole time you're working, or are they actually just paying you normally?
No at all. I work for a major shipping company. It's everything's the same.
Oh, shit, that sucks.
Yeah. And, what they do is they, like, here's a bottle of disinfectant. You know, use it on your hands every 5 minutes, and that's about it.
Ugh. All right. Well, okay. Well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
What weeb shit or anime shit, you know, whatever. I'm using the word weeb, like, for lack of a better term that encompasses... Oh, well, there is a better term. What otaku shit gets you through the day? What are you looking forward to when you come home?
Just the seasonal stuff right now. Trying to catch up on the shows from last season, too.
Any particular favorites?
Nothing that catches my eye right now. I'm just going through the pattern, you know. Yeah. Trying to catch up on some games, you know. I guess picked up Persona 5. About 3 hours into that right now.
Oh, are you European?
No.
Because typically only European men are personers. Oh no, the awkward laugh. The awkward laugh at the pun is worse than the silence. You know, I dropped Persona 3 and 4. I just could not get into them. The story was cool, but the dungeons were super grindy for me. And more importantly, like, the enemy variety just sucked. It was like, hey, let's just take the same amorphous black shape and distort it into other shapes. And that's the monster design, except the bosses.
Yeah, it's the same way through all RPGs, it seems like, today. It's a game. I have a lot of expendable cash right now, and so I buy games and play them for like five hours and never pick them up again.
Yeah, I know that feel. What am I playing right now? I'm trying to get good at Ace Combat 7, but I'm not good. It took me like 15 tries to beat like the 8th mission of the game, which is not super far in. I'm also playing Tokyo Chronos, which is a PSVR game. Actually pretty cool. I appreciate the dawn of VR. Hopefully it gets better as time goes on. But that's been fun. Honestly, I've already played more Ring Fit on the Switch than any other Switch game, which is kind of sad, but hey, that's something.
And you said you haven't played Mother Love yet, right?
I haven't.
Play it. It's a long game, but you know, if you get to the sequel that really everyone wants to play, that's a non-stop action roller coaster of what the fuck did I just read?
I know this, and I can't wait to get there. So right now I'm going through Princess Evangeel of W Happiness, and after that I'm probably gonna dive into Muv Love and go for the ride.
I should probably gotta go into work. Yeah, I gotta deliver all those dragon dildos that people buy.
I mean, look. Think about it this way. Every normal fag can go fuck themselves, courtesy of your work.
Okay.
Alright, well, good luck to you. Stay safe. Don't get the coronavirus like other Gooka have already. And be well. Thanks for calling in.
Uh-huh. You too.
All right, the line is open once again. JCZ, welcome.
Stop, Google.
What's going on? Are we inclining?
Heard you talking about Ace Combat, so I had to come in.
Nice. Well, first of all, you should know that I'm completely shit at Ace Combat. But it's cool. It's fun.
Anyhow, wait for the obligatory tunnel run. As in every good Ace Combat game, there is a tunnel run.
A what? Do you like a literal tunnel? Is there a tunnel level? I really liked the mission where you had to fly through like the mountains while there was a storm going on. And shoot down some radio towers. That was pretty fun.
They basically, in every Ace Combat, there's at some point, you will see it when it comes, they will tell you, you have to fly your plane into a narrow tunnel, and there is a time limit.
Oh, that's... I'm looking forward to that. That sounds fun. Better than chasing trucks through a fucking sandstorm. That mission legit, like, nearly caused me to drop the game.
That was the first time where I wished that the game was an emulator, because the tunnel run, you will always crash. You will always crash, and you always have to start from the checkpoint.
Yeah, shit was brutal. But tell me this, other than Ace Combat, what other games have you played lately?
I just finished Valkyrie Profile 2. I've been on a PS2 streak going through my backlog. Played both Artanelicos after listening to the music for the longest time ever.
Nice, nice. I used to have a PS2, like everyone else, but I actually donated it. Oh, I was holding the wrong key. Nice. I had a PS2 when I was younger, but I donated it to some kid who didn't have any game consoles, and I felt bad, so I decided to give it up to somebody. Dougal, donate your figures.
Now that's no. Said, what games are you looking forward to that are releasing soon?
I'm behind on some games. I definitely want to play Devil May Cry and Doom, neither of which I've played. Sorry, I'm laughing at all the ellipses posters in the thread. Upcoming games? I don't really know. I'm really trying to commit to digging into my backlog. There's so much shit on my backlog between VNs and console games and PC games. So I gotta do that before I worry about buying new shit.
Rule number one, you will never finish your backlog. Just accept it.
No. There's too many crickets here. Talk about something. JCZ. Like Zoik
also,
Scoob. Come up with a topic.
To finish Ubi Necker. It is
what?
Too good to not finish.
I will. I promise I will. Maybe I'll do that instead of Muvlov next, just so I can finally finish it. I spent too many days refreshing Witch Hunt to leave it unfinished. All right, well, I think we've been going on too long. I am going
to
open... Oh, what were you saying? That too, I will. But I am going to open the line for the next caller, so thank you for calling in. Who's next? Who is next? Hello and welcome to the Google Talk Show.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, and you have the nicest audio out of anybody who's called in so far.
Well, sorry, I just missed the last words you said.
What?
No, I mean I just missed the last words you said because of my audio setup.
Oh, got you. I was literally saying that you have the nicest audio setup out of anybody who's called in so far.
Oh, thank you. Well, actually, I'm doing a podcast, but, well, it's in French, so you might not be interested in listening to it. So, yeah, that's why I also have a mic. So, people in the IRC want to hear a weird accent, so I thought I could step in.
Well, you've fulfilled the request there.
Well, then... Well, I had one or two questions.
Go for it.
Well, because of the quarantine, I've been starting the Fate VN because it's long. It's extremely long.
Nice.
I just started the Heavensfield route, so I got 2/3 going for me now. Am I slow, or is it normal to take 50 hours for each route in Fate?
Wait, 50? Like 5-0?
Yeah, well, I mostly leave it on autoplay, so I'm not actually reading it. It's more like I'm listening to it, but that's...
Oh, well, that's if you're just letting it autoplay, that's pretty normal then.
All right. I mean, I was not completely sure if I was really slow or if it was normal.
I mean, don't get me wrong, that is pretty slow, but it's also autoplay, so it's not your fault. It's just the VN is slow.
Yeah, right. What I was also thinking is, well, this season, there are lots of anime that got interrupted because of the coronavirus. So it's more like not really a season of simulcasts, but more like a season of backlog. So do you have any anime backlog that you plan to watch during this
Absolutely.
Season instead?
I mean, backlog is eternal for everybody. Let's see. I mean, I want to play or watch. I haven't watched Angel's Egg, which is critical. I have to finish Yuki Yuna. I have to finish Conqueror Zvezda. I have to finish Utena. I have to... God, I mean, I could sit here for an hour and list all the shit that I either have to finish or haven't watched yet. Yes, but absolutely. There's a million shows that I have to watch.
Right. Yeah, well, me too. Well, I'm mainly... I started K-On! Because that's something I really wanted to watch. And that's the first anime I'm starting to watch with Japanese subtitles, actually. So
how were you doing it before?
Sorry? Well,
how are you?
French
how are you
subtitles,
watching?
Of course.
What?
I've been watching anime with French subtitles, but this time I'm watching it with Japanese subtitles.
Oh, so you're learning the Japanese?
I'm starting to learn Japanese. Yeah.
Nice.
So, it's not easy, but still, I can still get one or two things out of this, which is nice.
I mean, hey, that's a great way to learn Japanese. Not that you're... Well, learning Japanese from anime often results in people picking up really weird, like, vocal tics or habits because they're saying a phrase in the way that an anime character would say it. But if you're already learning Japanese through proper channels and you're using anime to augment your learning, that's a great way to do it.
Well, at least it pushes you forward. I mean, it gives you motivation.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's why we're learning this fucking Mongolian Islander language, is so that we can watch anime and read VNs and shit.
Sure. Well, last thing before I close the call, may I do a little advertisement for the Android app, or...
Go ahead.
So, yeah, I've been developing a new radio Android app, which is available on the Play Store. So you can download it. It's called Radio 2. And, well, there's still preview in the name, but it's more like a release candidate at the moment. So I've been using it for several months now. It seems pretty stable. So if you want to try and use it, please be my guest. And also, if you use it, you can find bugs and report them on the GitHub so that I can try to fix them. Thank you.
Nice. Well, thanks for calling in.
Well, thanks for having me. Goodbye.
Catch you later. All right. Well, the line is open for the next caller. The guy, whoever posted the fucking Jewish Bakugan girl is so good. Yeah. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, yo, what's up?
How's it going?
Oh my god, I hear myself the echo. It's fucking weird.
Oh, my bad.
I should probably turn off radio for this.
Well, that are mute the stream and only listen through Discord.
Yeah, okay. That's much better. So I wanted to poke you on your Fuda fetish. I just wanted to know, like, you know, how deep down the rabbit hole you were.
Well, what constitutes deep down the rabbit hole?
I mean, Hinamoso no Tari is pretty fucking deep, but,
like,
you know.
No way! That shit's like Fuda 101, like.
It's not urethra insertion tier, but it's pretty fucking deep. But the whole,
well,
like, you
I'm
know.
Definitely not into any sort of urethra insertion shit, but literally, like, I found out about Hinamoso no Tarun from, like, a fucking, oh, you're new to traps, like, recommendations 101 chart that was circulated around a decade ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because, like, which one of your Dojins is his favorite? Because, you know, obviously the Rand ones are, you know, the biggest ones, but there's, like, a couple, there's, like, the Meiling one and the IAIA one that's not, like, that's not translated. Which is a
oh, from that artist,
shame.
You mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think my favorite individual work is the one about the Fudas who work in the, like, sex toy development company.
Mm.
The manager is secretly a Fuda and, like, takes one of the failed Onahole prototypes to the bathroom and jerks off with it. But then one of the employees catches her and they fuck anyway, and it's really good.
Yeah, there's also a little, one from that guy where Mailing intercepts a package, you know, it's sent to the SDM, and ends at it just a bunch of, you know, fucking sex toys and shit. She just, you know, does what's logically, you know, you're
supposed, of course, to do. What else would you do? Return the package?
Yeah, I also wanted to know what other artists are you a massive fan of? You know, besides the one you've already said on stream, because I remember, I don't know if you've seen this, Blake. I've just been really interested in a bunch of new artists right now because I don't know, it could just be, you know, I don't know Japanese and everything, but, like, there's been a drought, I feel, with Fuda. I don't know.
I don't know. It's still, like, the most popular tag. But let me go ahead and look through my archives.
I guess maybe translation has been slowing down a little bit.
Oh, well, let us never forget Hirame, a.k.a. Turtlefish Paint, a.k.a. Bearhand, however you refer to that group. Absolutely fucking amazing shit. Their Concole stuff is really good. Their, well, we don't talk about their Overwatch stuff. That's not very good. But their Concole shit's really good. The recent Darkstalkers dojin they did was really good.
Are they still making stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, they just did a Darkstalkers for C98, I think.
Fuck. Because, like, I don't know. Do you just use a Set Panda or? Because, like,
yeah, of course. You know. Where else would I go?
Detroit. No, like, there are, like, they're, like, you know, like, other, you know, like Fuda Cat. You know, it's just like, well, they have their Fuda Dojins all have their own market for their own stuff. So I just wanted to, you know, I guess make sure I'm not missing out on anything.
Well, no. Yeah, Sad Panda has always been the best. Oh, you know what? An obscure artist is Nmase. Pretty good. Nmasse. A lot of the work is untranslated, but they do some really good Fuda on Fuda and Fuda on Mail work. It's pretty good. I like it a lot.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Fab nice gloriously, fam. Go into that good night.
You too, man. Peace out.
Peace. As somebody in the thread has already said, yes, the line is open.